Testivity Audio Course, Module 17, State Insurance Regulations.
The McCrarran-Ferguson Act is a federal law signed in 1945 in which Congress declared that insurance would be regulated at the state level. While insurance regulation is relatively uniform in all 50 states, there are state-specific questions on the exam. This section is specific to the state of Arizona. Licensing. Any individual requesting a license from the state of Arizona must be at least 18 years old and be a resident of the state of Arizona prior to submitting an application. Producer. Any individual licensed to conduct insurance business, solicit applications, and negotiate insurance policies on behalf of an insurer is considered a licensed producer. Consultant. The only individual authorized to receive a fee for the examination, consultation, or recommendation, or to analyze the terms and conditions of a policy or a contract, is a consultant. Any other individual is strictly prohibited from using the word consultant to describe their insurance business. Controlled business. Controlled business is written solely in the interest of the producer or their family members. Producers are prohibited from securing an insurance license to provide this form of business. It is unlawful to conduct a controlled business. Place of business. Every resident insurance producer authorized to conduct business in the state of Arizona must maintain a place of business with public access within the state. Non-resident license. A producer from another state will need to meet the following requirements to obtain an Arizona non-resident license. The individual must have a resident producer license in good standing in their home state. The individual must complete the appropriate application and submit the required fees to the Director of Insurance. The individual's home state must offer equal reciprocity with the state of Arizona. All states are currently reciprocal with the Arizona producer's license. Temporary license. The Arizona Director of Insurance may issue a temporary producer's license without the requirement of an examination to the surviving spouse or legal representative of a deceased or disabled producer, or a producer who is called to active military duty. A temporary license may be issued once for a maximum of 180 days. Inactive status. A producer who is ordered to active military duty may place his or her license on inactive status until he or she is discharged. While a license is inactive, residual or trailing commissions may be paid, but solicitation of new business is prohibited. Renewal maintenance. A producer must renew their license every 4 years by the end of the birth month of the licensee. Notice of address change. Changes of address, residential or business, must be reported by the licensee to the Director of Insurance within 30 days of the move. Failure to do so may result in monetary fines and/or the suspension of a license. Continuing education. Arizona resident producers who maintain a non-resident license must complete 40 hours of continuing education during each 4-year license period. Company regulations. An insurance company must be authorized by the Arizona Department of Insurance to conduct business in Arizona. To receive authorization, the insurance company must present their articles of incorporation, which include the nature of the company's business intentions, along with corporate bylaws and appropriate fees. A company that has been authorized to conduct insurance business in Arizona must maintain minimum standards as a corporation. The certificate of authority will allow the insurer to conduct business only if it maintains the minimum capital or permanent surplus required. Duties of the director. The director is appointed by the governor for a term of 6 years. The director is responsible for enforcing and administering all laws pertaining to insurance in the state of Arizona by investigating all claims and complaints of legal violation relating to insurance. If the director finds that laws have been violated, He or she shall report their findings and supporting documents to the Attorney General to pursue prosecution. Monitoring transactions of all companies, including domestic, foreign, and alien insurance companies. Audit the books and records of all domestic insurers at least every 3 years. Audit the books and records of any resident producer as frequently as necessary. Collecting all fees associated with producers and insurers. Determining and administering fines associated with violations for insurers and producers. Issuing reports pertaining to the suspension and revocation of licenses of producers and certificates of authority for insurers. Approving documentation used by insurers, such as forms and rates. The Arizona Director of Insurance has the authority to suspend, revoke, or refuse to renew a license. Maximum suspension is 12 months. Suspension, revocation, or refusal to renew may result from providing false information on the application for an insurance license, omitting any relevant information on an application that would have disqualified the individual from being eligible to receive a license, being found guilty of a violation or the non-compliance of insurance regulations and laws for the state of Arizona or any other state, committing fraud while attempting to obtain an insurance license, commingling policy owners, insurers, and beneficiaries' money with the producer's own money, providing false information in reference to the terms and conditions of an insurance contract, having been found guilty of a felony or insurance-related misdemeanor, having been convicted of violations in reference to the Unfair Trade Practices or Fraud Act, having engaged in activities of a fraudulent nature which allowed the person to involve themselves in dishonest, coercive, untrustworthy, and financially irresponsible practices, having had a prior insurance license revoked or suspended from another state, using another person's identity and forging their name on an insurance application, being found guilty of using unethical practices or cheating on an examination for an insurance license. This obviously is not an all-inclusive list. Cease and desist. If the director believes that a producer has, or is about to, violate any insurance regulation, he or she may enter a cease and desist order. The recipient of a cease and desist order has not had his or her registration suspended or revoked, but is required to stop or limit the activity addressed in the order. Hearing. The director has the authority to conduct an investigation to determine if a hearing is required. Upon finding sufficient evidence, the director may issue a notice to the guilty party of the date and time of the hearing, which will be sent out no more than 30 days prior to the hearing. Penalties. A producer found guilty of conducting business in any line of insurance for which they are not properly licensed may have their license suspended or revoked. Fines. The director has the authority to impose civil penalties of $250 for each unintentional violation, not to exceed $2,500 aggregate, and $2,500 for each intentional violation, not to exceed 15,000 aggregate. Policy forms. Arizona is a file and use state. Forms must be filed with the director before use. After submission, the forms must be filed at least 30 days. Once this time frame has expired, the forms may be considered to be approved, provided no other communication has been received. Record maintenance. Client records must be kept at the producer's place of business for a minimum of 3 years. The records must show every contract placed, the named insured, changes or amendments, and premiums received with each transaction. Records may be inspected at any time by the Department of Insurance. Unfair claim settlement practices. The intentional obstruction and delay of claims payment or the delay of a claims investigation, Neglecting to provide a prompt response and written explanation of insurance policy terms, conditions, and laws related to the contract. Failure to pay claims without launching a thorough investigation. Making settlement claims based on information contained on an application that has been altered without the insured's consent. And making a settlement offer less than fair market value to offset the cost of investigating a claim are all examples of unfair claims settlement practices. Fraudulent producer representation. An insurance producer who represents to the public that he or she is licensed to conduct insurance business and has not passed the appropriate licensing examination is in violation of regulation. Any means of public communication using advertisements, letterheads, circulars, business cards, and other methods of representation are included in the definition of impersonating a licensed producer. False advertising. Communication involving the publication of newspapers, magazines, radio, or television that is intended to deliver false information in reference to insurance. Defamation. The intentional and malicious circulation of written or oral information intended for the direct or indirect dissemination of derogatory statements is prohibited. Publishing and circulating inaccurate information regarding the financial condition of an insurer, person, or competitor in the insurance industry is a violation of regulation. The McCrary-Ferguson Act is a federal law signed in 1945 in which Congress declared that insurance would be regulated at the state level. While insurance regulation is relatively uniform in all 50 states, there are state-specific questions on the exam. This section is specific to the state of Arizona. Boycott, coercion, and intimidation. The participation in any boycott or activity involving coercion and intimidation for the sole purpose of retaining business or that results in the monopoly of insurance business is prohibited. False financial statements. Any Arizona licensed producer who makes false financial statements containing any information that involves inaccurate material facts or false statement on an application for insurance is in violation of regulation. Illegal inducements. It is prohibited to use insurance or to induce the purchase of insurance by offering anything with a monetary value in excess of $10. It is also prohibited to accept anything with a monetary value in excess of $10 from a client. Any producer participating in this activity will be subject to suspension of his or her license and a monetary fine. Unfair discrimination. Discriminating on the basis of class, race, marital status, or sexual preference is a violation of regulation. Any practice intended to directly or indirectly favor an applicant or insured is prohibited. Denying insurance coverage based on the blindness or partial blindness of an individual is considered discrimination and is a violation of regulation. Rebating. Arizona licensed producers are prohibited from directly or indirectly giving any refund, discount, favor, or credit to reduce premiums to induce the purchase of insurance. Licensed individuals are also prohibited from receiving any payment for the solicitation of insurance outside of commissions and/or salary. Twisting. Providing false information or expressing derogatory ideas about the financial conditions of a competitor company with the intent to lapse or surrender an existing policy is a violation of law. Any written or oral statements used to induce the lapse, termination, exchange, or surrender of an insurance contract based on inaccurate information is prohibited. Sharing commissions. The splitting or sharing of commissions with a licensed producer is allowed. Both parties must be licensed in Arizona in the line of business in which the proposed commission is to be split. Note, the term solicitor implies that the person is licensed. It is acceptable to share commissions with a solicitor. Unfair marketing practices. The director is responsible for establishing minimum standards for the full and fair disclosure of policy content. The director also requires the standardization and simplification of the terms used to describe insurance coverage. Advertising may not involve the following: any implication that policies are approved or that the financial condition of a company is endorsed by any government agency, advertising statements that are false or untrue in reference to the time frame in which claims are paid. Privacy Act of 1974. This regulation was established to provide a system for the collection, use, and dissemination of information gathered during the underwriting process. When an applicant for insurance signs the application, the notice regarding insurance information practices, to be specific, they are giving the insurer the right to check driving records, MIB, and consumer investigative reports. A signed application authorizes the insurer to collect information for 30 months. If they have not done so by then, a new authorization must be obtained. Fair Credit Reporting Act of 1971. If an applicant is denied insurance, employment, or credit due to information collected, this regulation grants access to the information and reasons for the denial. After receiving the notice that an adverse underwriting decision has been made, which must be communicated within 3 days, an individual has 90 business days within which to request a copy of the report. Buyer's Guide. The director requires all insurance companies provide a current copy of a buyer's guide to all prospective applicants and issue a policy summary before the collection of any premium. Life and Disability Guarantee Association. The Life and Disability Insurance Guarantee Association is made up of authorized insurers. Joining the association is part of the authorization process that admits insurance companies to conduct business in Arizona. All authorized insurers must contribute to the guarantee fund. The guarantee fund is intended to indemnify an insured whose insurer has become insolvent. Note, surplus lines and reinsurers are unauthorized insurers and therefore do not contribute to the guarantee fund. One of the duties of the Life and Disability Insurance Guarantee Association is to indemnify policy owners of insurance companies that have become insolvent. Up to $100,000 in cash and $300,000 in total benefits. It is unlawful for a producer to mention the guarantee fund in a sales situation unless the applicant inquires about it. Telemarketing. The Do Not Call Registry is a list of telephone numbers, and the Do Not Call Registry is intended to prevent calls from telemarketers. Unsolicited sales calls must be made in accordance with the following provisions. No call may be placed outside the hours of 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., local time where the call is received. The sales nature of the call and the nature of the product being offered must be disclosed. The caller must identify themselves and the insurer they represent. If a prize is being offered, the prize cannot be contingent on purchase.